Jake, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Hey, is practice easier with nice weather like this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, nice weather, you don't have to bundle up when you get out there. You know, you get a good sweat on. You feel good. So it's definitely nice with the weather. You got to enjoy these days while they're still here.
Jake, the season hasn't gone the way you guys would have liked. No question about it. You're 3-10. You know, there's been some games. You've been very close. It didn't go your way, and then obviously you had a few tough ones. As you look at the season now as a professional, obviously you want to show up and give your best because in the CFL nothing's guaranteed. But when you look at where the season's gone, what do you feel are a few key areas, if your group improves that you guys will have much better results next year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think, to improve next year, you know, just limiting penalties and mistakes, you know, it just always feels like this year we've made some like untimely mistakes. So if we can just limit those and limit our penalties, and then, outside of that, it's just playing cohesive, playing together and just showing up and making the play when you have to. I think, if we can do that, then we could be very dangerous next year.
You know, it's always a challenge, and maybe does some of that, those penalties and that maybe lack of cohesiveness, maybe is it a challenge when you have maybe different guys beside you playing or different practicing players just sitting? It's hard to get into that rhythm, and you're trying to improve the team. I get that, but is it a challenge for the guys on the field when there's, you know, it's not always the same people lined up beside you?
Yeah, you know, it can be. I know it's probably a little tougher on the offensive side of the ball, but, you know, for my position, it's not terrible. It's nice to have people that, you know, you have this cohesion with, but we just got to make sure that we have the right pieces in place and guys in the right spots so that we can be successful and we can make the plays. So if we're losing games, you know, there's something we're doing wrong and changes need to be made. That's just part of pro football.
What's Coach Jones's message been to your group? He came out after this past loss and said, "Hey, I need to find out which guys want to be here." Jake, how is that like? How's that taken by a group of players? Because, you know, I think most guys would want to be here. You might know better than me, but what do you make of those comments? And does that unify the group of players to say, "Okay, yeah, we'll show you"?
Yeah, you know, it just kind of it's just we gotta play harder and we gotta find, you know, he's right. If we're losing games and we're getting blown out, we gotta show up and make sure that we play our game and play to the best of our ability. So, definitely a challenge to the players. You know, all this week, all we've been focused on is the next game. There hasn't been any, you know, crashing or anything like that. We've just been focused on Saskatchewan. So that's our game plan. That's our mindset. And, you know, for me as a player, you know, I bring it. I like to bring it every single game and give everything I got and just leave it out there.
When you're looking at to Saskatchewan, what do you look forward to in a battle with Saskatchewan? They've got some pretty fun, crazy fans. One of the better fan bases around the league. What do you look forward to in this game with them?
Yeah, you know, I like playing in those games. I like playing in you know, Labor Day games and games where there's a lot of fans there. Games where there's more pressure, you know, the more pressure, that's where I want to be. I like playing in those games and in that atmosphere, and even if we're on the road and it's the opposing team. So I'm looking forward to it. I like going to Saskatchewan. I like playing in that stadium and playing against those guys. So I'm really looking forward to this game.
Jake, I want to go back a little bit to now you're from New Fairfield, Connecticut. When did you get into playing football, and were you always on the defensive side?
Yeah, I started playing football when I was 8 years old. My first position was actually tight end. But I've always played offensive line or defensive line growing up, so I've been playing it since, I think my first year was 2002, so I've been playing it for 20 years now and just love it.
What's the mindset? What makes someone gravitate towards either defensive or offensive line?
I kind of just got put there, you know, because I wasn't one of the coach's sons, so I kind of just got thrown up line or defensive line. But I as a kid, I always liked sports. I played baseball, I played basketball, I wrestled, I played football, and I liked all sports equally. It was just when I got to high school, I just kind of started excelling and looking the part in football. And so I kind of just doubled down on that and gave all my focus to that.
Now, you said you played both O and D line. I've talked to guys on both sides, and there is a different mentality, you know, to be an O lineman or a D lineman. Did you eventually go to D line? A, were you physically better at it, or do you just you like to attack more rather than, you know, like obviously pass blocking is a very different thing than it is when you're rushing the passer.
Yeah, you know, in high school I played on both sides, so I played offense and defensive line. You know, every year starting both ways. So when it came for me to go to college, I decided I just wanted to be a defensive lineman because, you know, I liked it better. I liked it attacking. I liked tackling people and being more aggressive, and that kind of fit my nature more. And that's kind of how I played offensive line, too, when I was in high school. So I just decided I want to be a defensive lineman. And so when I went and got recruited for colleges, that's the position I told all the colleges that I wanted to play.
Jake, how much memorabilia do you have of the Red Dragons around your house? For those who don't know, that's the Cortland Red Dragons. That's where you went to college. How much of their memorabilia do you still got kicking around?
I got a good amount. I got my college football helmet. I got my conference championship ring. So I had a great time playing there. You know, it's a small school, but we were very competitive, and we played a lot of good football up there. So very fortunate to have gone there. I made a lot of great relationships, a lot of great friends up there, and I want to change it for the world.
Well, and coming out of Div 3, right, it's funny. There's lots of, you know, some people just think Div 1, oh, geez, if you're not in Div 1, you don't go. There's lots of players who play NFL and CFL out of Division 2 and Division 3 colleges. What was it that, you know, why you opted to go to Cortland? Why was it the best choice for you? And did you ever contemplate transferring to a bigger school?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get a lot of recruiting done out of, because, you know, I went to a small high school, so I didn't have a lot of options coming out of high school. I didn't get recruited very heavily.
Okay.
We weren't very good either, so there wasn't a lot of notice about our football team. So I went to Cortland. I just thought it was a good fit. I liked the head coach there. They had a great program that had a winning program, and I just really wanted to win football games. So I went up there and I had a good time and just played my butt off. And something I always told myself when I was in college was, you know, if you're good enough, you know, professional football teams are going to find you. You know, the CFL, the NFL, they're going to find you out of these small schools. And they did. So I'm very fortunate. And, you know, when I was there at those D3 schools, I played against some very good players there that, you know, I think could play professional football as well, but just didn't get opportunities or the looks that I was fortunate enough to get.
So you know, when you're believing in yourself and making those things happen, whether like, you know, when you played against those top players, or were you watching other guys to try to see little tricks that they would use to kind of keep bringing your game into a bigger package?
Yeah, you know, I would always watch. You know, when I was in college, I would always watch guys like J.J. Watt and you know, guys in the NFL. And just kind of work on my moves and kind of base my game off that and just try to get better that way. We had great coaches there too, and it was just working hard and just trying to develop myself into a great player while I was there, so that I would have an opportunity when I graduated.
Jake Ceresna joins us. Jake, of course, this is your second stint with the Green and Gold. You were here in 2018. Then you went to the Giants, Strutty's favorite team, the Giants. Did you have to change, like, did you have to put on weight when you went to the NFL? Was that something you felt like that was a need to try to make it there? Was it significantly different for you? And then going from the yard off the ball back to right at the line of scrimmage, how different at all or challenging was that for you to go, you know, to the CFL, to the NFL, then back to the CFL?
You know, I didn't really have to put on weight. I kind of stayed around the same size. And I felt like I could play, you know, in the NFL or CFL and be successful at the same size. And as far as the yard, yeah, when I got down back to playing down there, I was like, man, like this is nice. You know, I could just I'm so much closer. I don't know how these guys are going to block me. I can just run right into this gap. So it was good. You know, it was a good experience. It's definitely a little transition and getting used to playing, you know, with that yard off and then going back to nil yard and then you forget how to play with the yard off again, so you got to learn that again. But once you've already done it, you kind of pick up on it quick and you get back into the rhythm of things and you get going again.
What is the response you get from guys that you've played with or maybe playing the States and they talk about that yard? You know, do they kind of pick your brain about what it's like and the challenges or the advantages it has?
Yeah, you know, a little bit. They're kind of not used to it. So especially guys that are coming up from the States to play up here, there's always an adjustment period of getting used to that yard because it is different and it takes a little time to get used to it and they get comfortable rushing from a yard off the ball and playing from a yard off the ball. So it can be a challenge and some guys can never really grasp it. And that's sometimes why I don't stick and stay up here. And other guys, you know, they pick it up quick and they're able to be successful and they have good careers because of that.
Jake, give me your thoughts as you go up against them in practice a lot. What you've seen in the growth and development from Taylor Cornelius, who signed a 2-year extension today. What do you like about him as far as a quarterback for the future for your team?
I like him a lot. You know, he's definitely coming into his own, and he's been improving. I mean, if you look at him from last year to this year, there's just so much improvement. And even earlier this year, you can just see the improvement. And I really think that he's starting to get comfortable and find his groove and really understand the CFL game. And you can start to see the success and how he's just comfortable out there. So, you know, he works his tail off. He's working day and night. So I think, you know, if he keeps doing that he could definitely have a great career up here and be very successful.
Jake, best of luck in Saskatchewan and the remainder of the season. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.